end of our poem, we'd like to thank all our customers and wish you all a very happy Christmas. We have been trading in Felixstowe since 1995. Come and visit our brand new showroom at 50 Victoria Street and see our large range of bespoke pine furniture. Or contact us on 01394 285 559 to see how we can help you.
The Wine Boutique would like to wish you all a very happy Christmas. Specialising in small producer wines and beers to take home or drink in. We have specialist spirits, local gin and gifts. Find us at 141 Hamilton Road or call 01394 671 961.
Stephen Butchers wish you all a happy Christmas. We are a family-run butchers, sell all types of quality meat from Christmas, from turkey to single slices of ham, freezer orders and more. We can also cater for all your personal needs. Contact us on Felixstowe 01394 274 080.
Here at Greyfriars we specialise in quality carpets, beds and flooring, and we wish all of our customers, old and new, a very happy Christmas. Call into our showroom at 13 to 15 Hamilton Road or call 01394 279 803, that's 01394 279 803, and see how we can help you.
Hello all, but you weren't expecting me, was you, on a Saturday at 8 o'clock? No, Claire's on holiday, so I'm sitting in for her today, but I'm going to do 3 hours. So you've got me 8 till 11, and then we've got a fantastic day for you. We've got from 11 till, I think, about 5:30, we've got live. We're live outside broadcast from the Triangle as part of the Lions Club Light Up Day. So I think that kicks off at 11 with Andy Rayner, and then we've got various bits and pieces, Harry Martin, starts at 12, the stores open at 12, and I'll tell you a bit more as we go on a day what's happening, but the Felixstowe Radio presenters will be down there doing outside broadcasts, so if you can't pop down there, just keep your radio on, have a little listen, see what's going on. Right, so I've got 3 hours, as I said, and I've got three sort of varied hours. The first hour, I'm going to take you back to Ed Stewart. Remember him? Old Stewpot on Radio 2, and Radio 1 as well, I believe. And he had a programme on the radio from 1967 to 1982. And that was Junior Choice. Played lots and lots of songs, didn't he? Now, I used to love that programme. I used to watch it. I used to listen to that every Saturday. And so what I've done, I've picked some of my favourite songs from that era, and let me have a little look to see what we've got for you first. I'm going to play you three to begin with. Alan Sherman with Camp Granada. You know that as Hello Mother, Hello Father. And then Don't Jump Off the Roof, Dad by Tommy Cooper. And then we're going to finish that little trilogy with March of the Mods by Joe Loss.
Mother, hello father, here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey, he developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner, he got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Right, here we go then. Right, here we are then. Right. That's it. Right. I'll take over now, boys. Right, I'll take over. Right. Here we go then. Leave it to me now. I shall get it in a minute. Daddy came home from work tired. The boss had been driving him mad. The kids started fighting. The dog bit him too. His dinner was nothing but warmed over stew. I guess it was then he decided, up to the rooftop he'll go. He was about to jump off when the kids started howling below. Oh,
don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
Keep it going, boys. Keep it going now. That's it. Nice and loud.
Don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
We'll be right back.
how good were they? And we've got to tell you what, we've got 18 for you this first hour, and they're all of a similar ilk. Absolutely brilliant. Now, Harry Belafonte and Odetta with Hole in the Bucket, which me and my sister Tracy performed at the Spa in a talent competition in about 76, 77. We didn't win. And that's going to be followed by Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear by the wonderful Alan Price. And then we're having Ronnie Hilton for A Windmill in Old Amsterdam. And we shall sing this to our little mouse, Mr. Jingles.
I now have the pleasure to sing with Mr. Belafonte. Henry? Oh, Henry?
Yes, Liza?
Did you fetch the water?
Go fetch the water. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Go fix it, dear Henry, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw, dear Henry, with a straw.
But the straw is too long, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what?
With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, with an axe, dear Henry, with an axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, the axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, sharpen it, dear Henry, hone it.
On what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, on what shall I hone it, dear Liza, on what?
On a stone, dear Henry, on a stone, dear Henry, on a stone.
But the stone is too dry, dear Liza, the stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, wet it, dear Henry, wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what?
Try water, dear Henry, try water, dear Henry, use water.
In what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what?
In a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole. Next is a young lady whom I first had the pleasure of meeting in London a little over a year ago. First I saw her in a film called Come Back Africa, which is currently showing here in New York. And then she came here, appeared at the Village Vanguard, did the Steve Allen show, appeared at the Blue Angel, and captured the hearts of most of the people who have seen her, and certainly all of the critics. A visitor from South Africa, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Miriam Makeba.
And he wasn't grousing. He sang every morning, how lucky I am, living in the windmill in old Amsterdam.
I saw a mouse.
Where?
There on the stair. Where on the stair? Right there. A little mouse with clogs on. Well, I declare, going clip-clippity-clop on the stair.
Oh, yeah. This mouse, he got lonesome, he took him a wife. A windmill with mice in, it's hardly surprising. She sang every morning, how lucky I am, living in a windmill in old Amsterdam.
I saw a mouse,
where?
There on the stair, where on the stair?
Right there,
a little mouse with clogs on. Well, I declare, going clip, clippity-clop on the stair.
Oh, yeah. First they had triplets and then they had quins. A windmill with quins in, triplets and twins in. They sang every morning, how lucky we are, living in a windmill in Amsterdam, yeah.
I saw a mouse.
Where?
There on the stair. Where on the stair?
Right there.
A little mouse with clogs on. Well, I declare, going clip, 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 clop on the stair.
Oh, yeah. The daughters got married, and so did the sons. The windmill had christenings when no one was listening. They all sang in chorus, how lucky we am, living in a windmill in old Amsterdam.
I saw a mouse.
Where?
There on the stair. Where on the stair?
Right there.
A little mouse with claws on. Well, I
declare, going clippity-clop on the stair.
Oh yeah. A mouse lived in a windmill so snug and so nice. There's nobody there now but a whole lot of mice.
You are listening to Felixstowe Radio via TuneIn, personal speaker, online via felixstoweradio.org.uk and on 107.5 FM.
With over 70 years experience behind them, Relax Furniture and Carpets at Brett's is the ideal place to visit when you want to invest in a new piece of furniture. Located at 82 to 84 Bramford Road, Ipswich, they carry a varied range of sofas, suites, armchairs, recliners, beds and carpets. But there's no hard sell, but they guarantee style and great value for your money. Visit the website at Brett's Furniture .co.uk to have a look at what's in stock and keep an eye out for the up and coming sale to snap up a bargain. The shop is open Monday to Saturday, 9am to 5pm. Oh, did I mention? There's free car parking. That's Relax Furniture at Brett's, 82 to 84 Bramford Road, Ipswich. Call Brett's now on 01473 252 327. That's Brett's on 01473 252 327.
Art Deco Elegance and breathtaking sea views at the Pavilion Dovercourt Bay. Indulge in the perfect combination of our aromatic coffees, scrumptious cakes and enticing cocktails. Plus, we have our new lunch menu. We're open daily 9 till 3:30pm and Fridays and Saturdays until 11pm. You can join us for live music the first Saturday of each month at the Pavilion, Marine Parade, Dovercourt Bay on the seafront, opposite Alexandra House.
Hi, having a party? Looking for something special? Well, why not give Ultimate Sounds a try? With experienced DJs and music and lighting to create the perfect mood, Ultimate Sounds will make your night to remember. For full details, contact us now on info@ultimatesoundsdiscos.co.uk.
Felixstowe Radio.
Shoot that poison arrow through my heart. Shoot that poison arrow.
Oh yeah.
Back in the summer of 69.
107.5 FM.
Love changes, changes everything.
Felixstowe Radio, 107.5 FM.
Our next trio of songs taken from Ed Stewart's Junior Choice are I Taught I Saw a Putty Cat, or I Taught I Taught a Putty Dad. Oh, Mel Blanc, remember him? And that was Tweety and Sylvester, weren't it? That's going to be followed up by Bernard Cribbins doing Right Said Fred. Then we're going to play you Charles Penrose and the Laughing Policeman. Now, that is a 1920s old music hall song, and Ed Stewart used to play that all the time. Now, Bernard Cribbins actually done a parody version of that called Giggling Gertie, the Laughing Traffic Warden. Anyone heard that? And I believe the laughter was provided by Miriam Margolyes. Right, so enjoy this. See if you can sort of get trans, you know, go back to the 1960s and 1970s and listen to Radio 2.
I am a little tiny bird, my name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, a hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty cat a tweeping upon me. I did, I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat, Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I taught a putty cat a creeping upon me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
Yeah. that putty cat is very bad. He sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
I'd like to eat that sweetie pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him. It throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near, but every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I tore a putty cat a creeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty cat as wet as he could be. And when I sing that little song, my mistress knows he's back. She grabs her broom and brings it down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad putty cat, let's both be friends, you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Come on now, like a good cat.
Oh, all right. Suffer and succotash.
I tore a putty cat a-creepin' up on me. I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, even and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it, set it on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
He's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown, and everybody says he is the happiest man in town. Upon point duty, he loves
laughs upon his feet. He laughs at everybody when he's walking in the street. He never can stop laughing, he says he's never tried. But once he did arrest a man and laughed until he cried. His jolly face it wrinkled, and then he shut his eyes. He opened his great mouth, it was a wondrous sight. He said, I must arrest you, he didn't know what for. And then he started laughing until he cracked his jaw. So if you chance to meet him when walking round the town, just shake him by his fat old hand and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight, and then you'll start him laughing with all his blessed might.
I'm sure one or two of you noticed there, I struggled with my words. I couldn't get trans, I kept saying trans, and the word I was looking for was transport, so I just carried on and put something else in there, didn't I? So I was saying you get transported back in time, that's what I was saying. Right, we've got The Lightning Tree by The Settlers, and a bit of Dean Martin, How'd You Like Your Eggs in the Morning? I like mine with a kiss.
Stands a lightning tree. It's Slim's old Tom from the day it was born, for the tree was born in a thunderstorm. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow where the wind was light, the lightning struck in the middle of the night. Limbs stripped bare by the lightning flare. Lightning flare was a wild affair. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow where the wind blows cold, the lightning tree stands stiff and old. Branches bent where the lightning went. The lightning went from the firmament. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. His heart went snap when it took the rap, the terrible rap of the thunder clap. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow when the windows free, I whisper a queen in the lightning tree. Dreams come true when you want them to. If you want them to, then it's up to you. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boy,
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in him.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I
like mine with a kiss.
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried,
I'm satisfied
as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like
mine with a hug.
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light,
the world's all right
as long as I get my hug.
I've got to have my love in the AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown.
Eggs can be almost bliss. Just as long as I get my kiss.
You are listening to Felixstowe Radio via TuneIn, personal speaker, online via felixstoweradio.org.uk and on 107.5 FM.
Clearview House Removals and Deliveries Felixstowe. Established since 1988, fully insured for all your requirements. We're a family-run business covering any distance in the UK. We also provide a packing service, any furniture dismantling and assemble work, so we can save you pounds. Call for a free quotation on 01394 276 958. That's 01394 276 958.
Your local kitchen and bathroom service. Come and visit our showroom at 81 St Andrews Road, Felixstowe, for a complete bathroom and kitchen installation service. We can offer undertile heating, general building maintenance, plastering and electrical work. Why not contact a member of our customer service team to see how we can help on 01394 277 585. Opal Bathrooms, better by design.
Introducing Greyhound Creative, Suffolk's creative agency. We're experts in video production using the medium of film to tell your business story in stunning clarity. Capture the moments that matter with our exceptional photography services, tailored to meet your specific brand needs. Need a captivating online presence? Our website design team creates sleek, user-friendly sites that convert visitors into paying customers. And when it comes to crafting you a brand identity, our graphics team create the materials your business needs to stand out in a crowded market. Contact us today at 07521 781 544 or visit our website greyhoundcreative.co.uk to get your free quote. Greyhound Creative, Suffolk's creative agency.
Felixstowe Radio.
How long has this been going on? It's all in.
Expecto Radio.
So you got me, Verzo, sitting in for Claire, doing 3 hours today before we hand over to Andy Rayner at the Triangle for the outside broadcast, for the longest outside broadcast in Felixstowe Radio history. Brilliant. And it's the old light up there, isn't it? So what I'm doing at the moment, I'm doing the junior choice. You know, the old Ed Stewpot Stewart from BBC Radio 2. I'm using his song. Well, not his songs, but, you know, the songs he used to play. And then what I'm going to do in the second hour, I'm going to do something slightly different. I've got 6 or 7 songs. Like, I'm going to start off with Especially For You by Kynie and Jason. But I'm going to play you Especially For You by The Beautiful South. See what I've done there? The songs are the same title, but vastly different. So I'm going to see how that goes as well. And then on the third one, I'll tell you a little about the third hour later. Hopefully you're still with me. Right, so let's have a little look what songs we've got for you now. We have I Know an Old Lady by John Pertwee. You know, the old doctor, Doctor Who, and the Scarecrow Man, Wurzel Gummidge. He's having a little go at singing I Know an Old Lady. And that's followed by Danny Kaye doing The Ugly Duckling. Then the new Christian Minstrels. It's my favourite song from the old Ed Stewpot days, and it is Three Wheels on My Wagon by the new Christy Minstrels. And the lead singer for this one is Barry McGuire, who about 3 years later had Eve of Destruction, didn't he?
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. Now how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now fancy that, to swallow a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed a fly. I guess she'll die. Now I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. Now what a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. Now I know an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
There once was an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown. And the other birds in so many words said, get out of town. Get out, get out, get out of town. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack in a flurry of eiderdown. That poor little ugly duckling went wandering far and near. But at every place they said to his face, now, get out of here. Get out, get out, get out of here. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear. Through the winter time, he hid himself away, ashamed to show his face, afraid of what others might say. All through the winter, in his lonely clump of weed, till a flock of swans spied him there, and very soon agreed You're a very fine swan indeed. A swan? Me a swan? Ah, go on. And he said, yes, you're a swan. Take a look at yourself in the lake and you'll see. And he looked and he saw and he said, I am a swan. Not such an ugly duckling, no feathers all stubby and brown. For in fact, these birds in so many words said, the best in town. The best, the best, the best in town. Not a quack, not a waddle or a quack, but a glide and a whistle and a snowy white back. And a head so noble and a heart. Say, who's an ugly duckling? Not I. Not I.
Three wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. The Cherokees are chasing me, arrows fly right on by, but I'm singing a happy song. I'm singing a higgity, haggity, hoggity, high. Pioneers, they never say die. A mile up the road, there's a hidden cave, and we can watch those Cherokees go galloping by. Wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. Them Cherokees are after me. Flaming spears burn my ears, but I'm singing a happy song. I'm singing a higgity, haggity, hoggity, high. Pioneers, they never say die. Half a mile up the road, there's a hidden cave, and we can watch those Cherokees go galloping by.
Pa, are you sure this is the right road?
Well, you hush up, you and your maps. One wheel on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. Them Cherokees after me. I'm all in flames at the reins, but I'm singing. I'm singing the higgity, haggity, hoggity, high. Pioneers, they never say die. Right around that turn, there's a hidden cave, and we can watch those Cherokees go galloping by.
George, should I get the bag of beads and trinkets?
Woman, I know what I'm doing. No wheels on my wagon, so I'm not rolling along. The Cherokees captured me. They look mad, things look bad, but I'm singing a happy song.
Come on, all you Cherokees, sing along with me.
Right, to round off the first hour, taking us up to the news at 9, we've got Lita Rosa with How Much Is That Dog in the Window, Terry Scott with My Brother, Roland Hardy with Trail of the Lonesome Pine, and then we've got Would You Like to Swing on a Star? Whoa-ho-ho! By Big D. Irwin.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggie will have a good home. How much is that doggie in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggie in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggie to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes. He can take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggie in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggie in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale.
Phew, there's something funny around here. What is it? Oh, it's you. Come here and sit down. You're going to have the truth told about you and put on record. Here, please do not sit too close to me. I've just had my breakfast. Thank you. Who put salt in the sugar bowl? Who put fireworks in the coal? Who put a real-life toad in the hole? My brother. Who put jam in mother's shoe? Who made real caterpillar stew? Who locked granddad in the loo? My brother. My brother said it wasn't he who put shampoo in grandma's tea. My brother said that it was me. My brother's rotten. Who squeezed toothpaste round the hall? Who put soot in the baby's ball? Who drew things on the garden wall? My brother. You ought to see what he drew. Oh, what a surprise! Nobody knew what it was really, but everybody had a jolly good idea. And he wrote slogans. Down with young mothers, that was one. Because he don't think my mum knows how to bring us up right. I don't think so either. You know, every night when we're wide awake, she makes us go to bed. And then in the morning when we're fast asleep, she makes us get up. Whose pet mouse made Auntie shriek? Who ate glue and couldn't speak? What clever dick was sick for a week? My brother. Who keeps maggots in a tin? Plays the twist on his violin? Who's been getting at the gin? My brother. He looks just like a chimney sweep, but dirt, they say, is just skin deep. I know he's good when he's asleep. But you don't know what he's dreaming about, do you? Who wouldn't mind if I ride his bike? Who lets me shoot his gun if I like? Who says I'm best at football, Ludo, snakes and ladders, hide and seek, chasing each other up and down the garden, pinching little girls up the high street? Well, he's got to say I'm best because I'm bigger than he is, and if he don't say I'm best at everything, I'll bash him. Ha-ha! My lovely, lovely brother. Come on, mate, let's get out of here before you fall down the hole in the middle. Come on, give us your hand. We're going to walk here. Yeah, what have you had in your hand? Have you? Four.
On a mountain in Virginia stands a lonesome pine. Just below is the cabin home of a little girl of mine.
Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know
she's waiting there for me neath that lone pine tree. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Or June, just like the mountains are blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia,